is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this Super Saturday, September 2nd. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our Ice Pick Vodka Armor Body Armor Studios, across from Tropicana Field. And we're actually where we love to be as college football kicks off, right down on the street on 13th and Central, half a block from the Trop. We'll be there all fall for every college football wrap up of the high school games. We've got Joe Geiger in the house. He's going to do the scores here in a minute. And then, of course, Ben Botham, happy belated birthday, August 31st, my man.
Thank you. Thank you very
25,
much.
25, quarter century?
Yeah, the big 2-5, the old quarter life crisis, as they say.
Well, I'll go back any day, my man. And he, of course, is a coach up there at Seminole, the bowling coach, baseball assistant, faculty member. And you guys had the week off from a football perspective due to the hurricane.
We certainly did, but we didn't have bowling off, Mike. Our boys' team.
Way to tough it out.
Hey, Mike, we're bowling team. We're no joke. We can play in any conditions, any weather. It doesn't matter. You're going to catch us out there on the lanes. We were out there at Maple Lanes on Thursday where the boys' team took 7 points, swept the other team, so I was happy to see that.
Who'd you play?
We played Pinellas Park.
Okay.
Pinellas Park. The girls.
Same people you're supposed to play in football?
Correct. And the girls struggled a little bit, but I got some stuff to talk about a little bit later about my issues with the scoring system for.
I'm sure you do, Coach, and you have this venue to air your concerns.
My grievances.
And the other coaches don't. Hey, by the way, we'll talk a little Rays Guardians. Today as well, and after going down last night, 3-2. We got all the watch parties taking place. Here comes one of the Michigan guys. Each and every Saturday at Ferg's during college football, we've got our watch parties with Florida State, Iowa, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. But we just as much, if you come down, and even we'll fire you near Georgia Southern games. They take on Citadel today.
Yes, they do.
We'll find a television for you if they're airing the game at over 100 different televisions throughout Ferg's. And then, of course, we got a jam-packed game. Well, it is a game. But we're going to talk to Jim Hart, of course, in our Rowdies conversation with David Wilson. Adrian Bush, he's the head soccer coach over at University of Tampa. Second hour, we've got a great second hour. We're going to be talking to Steve DeBerg, 18 years in the NFL. Two stints with the Bucks, and Barry Smith will join him, good friend of ours of the program. Live from Penn State, West Virginia, Alex Rebo will be calling in, our own Axeman. And then we'll talk a little high school with Brad Richardson and our Body Armor U.S. Marines. And then the big nasty, Keith Kunzis, I believe is how you pronounce his name, mm-hmm. Keith Kunzis. And there goes our Body Armor representation down for the count again. Yeah, we've got Body Armor everywhere. Come on down and see us. We'll throw you maybe. I've got some Sea Dogs Brewery pints I'll give away. I've got $5 off coupons to Ferg's. And why don't you come on down and say hello on this college football weekend?
$5 off coupons, Mike.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got to get me some of those.
There'll be a lot of Champa. Tampa Bay.
Exactly. Come on down.
Your birthday weekend, brother.
There we go.
Your birthday week.
Yes, birthday week.
Birthday week. All right, well, why don't we now, we're going to launch, as we said, our Body Armor High School headquarters is right here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're doing our Player of the Week awards, and Joe Geiger has got the scores from last night and also talk college and pros. Take it away, Joe.
Good morning. We're going to start off with high school volleyball. So this week in volleyball on Monday night, Bogusiega took down Tarpon Springs with a 3-0 sweep. Countryside swept Dunedin 3-0. Seminole took down Largo 3-1. On Thursday night after the hurricane, Northeast swept Lakewood 3-0. In our game of the week, number 4 Academy of the Holy Names played the number 10 Osceola Warriors, and the Academy of the Holy Names swept Osceola 3-0.
Beautiful.
Seminole swept Clearwater 3-0. Largo swept Hollins 3-0. St. Pete took down Eastlake 3-2, and St. Pete Catholic beat Bell Creek Academy by a sweep of 3-0. On the high school football on Thursday night, Palm Harbor and St. Pete played into a 2-overtime thriller as Palm Harbor beat St. Pete 34-33. Last night, Largo got shut out by Lakeland 28-0. Pinellas Park beat Bogus Yeager 34-14. Lakewood lost to Miami Palmetto 26-12.
0-2 to start the season over there at Lakewood.
Start the season. Eastlake lost another close one to Mitchell 24-16. CCC beat Trinity Catholic 35-10. Indian Rocks beat Sefner Christian 46-7. And in our game of the week, Clearwater beat Northeast 21-18. On to college football.
What was that final, Northeast?
21-18.
At one time, it was 12-0, and I thought the Vikings were going to hold on, and we were going to have them down today if they had a victory, and I knew they'd lost, but I didn't realize that that was the delta.
Continue on to college football in the state of Florida. On Thursday night, we saw the Florida Gators struggle offensively and lose to the number 14 Utah Utes by a final score of 24-11. UCF picked up their first win as a member of the Big 12 with a 56-6 win over Kent State. Last night in the Battle of Miamis, Miami, Florida beat Miami of Ohio 38-3. Today, we'll have the USF Bulls take on the Western Kentucky.
My Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
At 3:30 on CBS Sports. FAU hosts Monmouth at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. FIU takes on Maine at 6:30 on ESPN+. Bethune-Cookman takes on Memphis at 7, also on ESPN+.
Love my HBCUs.
And also on Sunday night at 7:30 in Orlando, the number 5 LSU Tigers will take on the number 8 Florida State Seminoles in the only ranked matchup of week 1.
And you will be, not field side, but you'll be in the stands there.
I will be in the stands with my dad.
Beautiful.
In Orlando that day.
Yep. Well, we will expect a very thorough, detailed report from that game. Hey, by the way, superb job. How about a round of applause for
wonderful.
His first live radio.
Wonderful. I gotta challenge him a little bit.
What?
We all saw the Gators, Mike.
Oh, hey, here we go.
Spectrum Sports.
Spectrum blows.
And Disney getting into an argument, Mike, about coverage.
It happens often. It's the cost. But typically they give you warnings
for
like weeks ahead.
Exactly.
They call ahead, reach out to Disney, reach out to Spectrum, solve this for the fans. There was no warning. All of a sudden I went to Channel Surf. You have Spectrum at your house?
Oh yeah, the game was completely black right when it started.
Right when it started, and it had that notice, "Go Buffs," and it had this notice crossed, and then I started hitting all the Disney channels that were our relative. I can't believe we're one of the few markets that they kept ABC. They own ABC as well.
Well, the rumors are is that they're going to get rid of ABC for the FSU game. As soon as the FSU game comes on, ABC is going to go bye-bye.
People that need to start unplugging, go to YouTube. I have YouTube at my house as well, and I have YouTube on YouTube on this laptop, this phone, on that, one in my office and one at home, and I'm telling everybody, dump Spectrum. They blow.
Well,
I know it's Disney, but to give you no warning was absolutely atrocious. And my poor 84-year-old mom, she settles in. She loves college football. She's excited. Fortunately, she has for our Iowa Hawkeyes, the Big Ten Network. And then you've got FS1, you got CBS, and because they own the SEC Network, the ACC Network, of course, all of the ESPN from the plus to the U.
Well, Mike, the big thing is that apparently Disney's trying to sell off ESPN, and the big buyer right now is apparently supposed to be Apple. Apple, of course, has been branching into the streaming service. They've taken a lot of MLB baseball games, like this Friday when we saw our Tampa Bay Rays take on the Cleveland Guardians on Apple TV. Terrible graphics, not the best pre-show, but they're looking to branch into a lot of different sports, and they're looking to buy ESPN and take over a majority of the sports market.
Well, you're 25, you're 18. They're going after that demographic. They're going to lose all the old guys and those eyeballs, which is a little premature to be dumping things onto the streaming channels right now, because people still like to just be able to turn on their television and go and watch. And if they have to pay, as you do with Spectrum, for additional programming, so be it. But you shouldn't have to bounce back and forth from device to device to get your entertainment.
Mike, you know me. I'm a bit of an old head. I don't like.
You're old.
I don't like.
You're a 70-year-old now on a 25-year-old body.
But all I gotta say is I'm not a fan of all these streaming services. They're not doing a great job anyway. I'm getting nickel and dime by 12 different streaming services. I just want to be able to flip on my cable TV and switch to the channel. And then have a commercial break where I can go out and do something, go to the bathroom, go heat up some nachos. I don't care what it is. I want to be able to, you know.
In a winter at Christmas, we'll visit the isthmus and see how they lock up a lock. Then to Hawaii for mahi mahi. Meanwhile, we'll walk around the block. I give you my promise, we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at the Virgins we'll dock. The Virgins can't wait, dear, it grows late, dear. Meanwhile, we'll walk around the block. Onward to Cathay. Accumulate labels, buy souvenirs till we're in hock. Meanwhile, we are flat in old Manhattan. Gangway, we'll walk around, we'll walk around. Let's walk around the block.
Listen.
Okay, cool.
And he was from Northeast High School,
mm-hmm.
last week's Player of the Week. And,
Mike, you know what? I started giving out an award for Player of the Week for my bowling team. I went out.
What do you call it? Calling it?
I just said Bowler of the Week. I went out. I went to a nice little estate sale, and I found a nice little bowling trophy. It was 1974 highest bowler, and so I picked that up. I got one of those little what are they even called? You know, where you make label makers, a little label maker. Put it right over the right over the placket, and I gave it to my smallest bowler, but one of my best bowlers. I call him Tiny Tim, but his name is Ian. Ian Jackson. He was out there. He bowled an amazing game. He bowled a 193 for the team game, but during the Baker games, kid was lights out, getting strike after strike after strike.
All right. I believe we have Jim Hart now. He's with us, and our weekly Coca-Cola Florida Body Armor Tampa Bay Rowdies high school ticket giveaway with our producer, Jim Hart. The godfather of soccer. How are you, my man?
Doing great, Mike. I know that David Wilson is available as well. You can maybe let Matt know that. But we're doing great, and we're excited to be with you again today. How are you?
Man himself.
Are you with us now, Jim?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're just having a few little snafus here today, but he'll be efforting David Wilson for us, and of course we're then going to have a nice conversation with Adrian Bush, and he's the head soccer coach at the University of Tampa, and I appreciate you setting that up as well, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. We're going to be talking with a certified Tampa legend today, Mike. Adrian is something special.
So how was your week, my man?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we're really, really excited about the Champions League, as you know. And we're getting ready for our national Zoom call, which is tomorrow, hosted by Terry. We're going to have, in this Zoom call, Mike, we're going to have five people from St. Louis. We're going to have someone from Kansas City, someone from Texas, someone from Nebraska, someone from your old stomping grounds of Iowa. And we're going to have a legendary coach from U.S. Soccer coaching history named Mick Zlotar, who's retired now and lives in Sarasota, but he's joining our movement. It's just really, really going great.
You're the man with the plan at the helm of this, and And you're also the gentleman that got our next two guests also in the mix. David Wilson's kind enough to join us, and Adrian Bush for the first time from the University of Tampa. And, of course, this is our Tampa Bay Rowdy segment. They take on Hartford Athletic tonight with a 7:30 first kick. David Wilson, are you back in the area after a nice trip up north?
I am. I'm back to the heat and away from that horrible 75-degree perfect weather.
Well, I made a trip out to Colorado and experienced the same intensity. 75 for high, 50 for low. It was refreshing, wasn't it?
It definitely is, too. But, you know, come January and February, I'm more than happy to be here.
And Adrian Bush, welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, Jim Hart, the gentleman that coordinates all of our Rowdy's segments, and it's a pleasure and an honor to get you on our show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Jim, take it away, and I'll chime in from time to time with a little conversation down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and our Rowdy's conversation.
You bet. Well, listen, Adrian, Mike is the exact type of person that you like to talk about. I mean, he was a peewee legend in soccer in Tampa, youth soccer legend, high school soccer player, legend, All-State. Then he went on to college and really performed well at the University of Tampa, went into coaching, had a pro career, actually was in the mix with the U.S. national team program at one stage, had a pro career, and then he turned to coaching. And that's his real calling. I think he, you know, people looked at Adrian and thought, that's a real soccer player. I think he is a coach who started out as a soccer player. And he's done really well. He won a state championship at Gaither. He's had a 17-year career at the University of Tampa and done really well there. And he's just a great example of the kind of kid that we like to see come through the ranks. So, Adrian, with that introduction, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for the kind words. You know, I was very fortunate to be around some good players and coaches. So I appreciate all that stuff, but I think the guys I played with were much better than I was.
So, Adrian, how does it look? Isn't your opening game tonight?
Yeah, we got West Florida tonight at 7 o'clock. Very good team. I mean, a lot of history with them. I think we've played them opening weekend for the past, I think every year I've been here. And I think every single year but three, we've had to deal with some type of hurricane that could move a game. So the game was supposed to be played on Friday. We had to move it to today. So we open up tonight at 7 o'clock at UT. They're number 20 in the country. Bill Elliott is their coach, and he does a fine job. I think he's been there about 25 years. So excellent coach. And then we've got Monday. We play at 11 a.m. So the Friday-Sunday games got moved.
Tell us about your team, Adrian.
Well, we're brand new. So I'm just learning our team. This is probably the first time ever. Reminds me of coaching like back at Gaither High School, where, you know, I think that's why I have such an appreciation for high school soccer. Is you have to play the hand that you're dealt with. And, you know, here obviously we can recruit, and we've recruited our team, but I have 26 new players. We lost 15 seniors last year. So this is by far the biggest turnover that I've dealt with from a college level. But the guys are doing great. We've got a talented group. I think we've got some good pieces in place. And we had a preseason trip to Costa Rica that definitely helped us out last week. We were there for 6 days, so that was outstanding. And now we're live. So they give us 2 weeks to get ready, and it's real now.
Hey, Adrian, awesome. This is Dave Wilson. Adrian, I have a quick question for you, though, too. With my son played in the conference that you played. He played at St. Leo University. But can you tell people about the conference and the difficulty just navigating that conference, let alone your regular schedule?
Man, it's hands down the hardest conference in the country. Yep. I think it's the best league in the country. We've had a lot of success on guys, you know, moving on from our league to play pro. And, you know, I tell people all the time, like, I give our league that credit, because I think it prepares players for the next level. It's a very mature conference where there's a lot of players between 24 and 27 years old. A lot of international players, but there is no easy game. I mean, every team can play. They're very well coached. It's definitely from a coaching standpoint. I mean, you gotta be working all the time.
And who would be the front runner this year, or the preseason polls for your conference to win the conference this year? The toughest games for you? I know they're all tough.
They're all tough, like I said. But you know, I'm a firm believer. I go back to like the old Ric Flair saying, you know, like to be the man, you got to beat the man. And you know, right now Barry won the conference last year, so until you can knock them off, you know, I would have to say that, you know, they're coming back as defending conference champs. They return a lot of players. You know, Rollins had an outstanding team. Florida Tech was outstanding. You know, we had four teams make the conference tournament. And the reality, if the NCAA really put out the best 32 teams, our conference should probably get 8 or 9 teams in every year. But because of regionalization, they don't do that. And there's a lot of teams that don't make the NCAA tournament in our league. Like Lynn, for example, last year, they didn't make it. Nova didn't make it. Both of those teams were unbelievable. So it's just every game is a war, and the coaches just really do an outstanding job.
We're talking to Adrian Bush from the University of Tampa in our Tampa Bay Rowdies segment. And I tell you, Adrian, I have a relationship with Eckerd College, close with their athletic program, Coach Tom Ryan. We have a segment called Triton Time, and we call your conference the SEC of Division II. I'm a Division II guy from the Midwest, and my sons were, but we call this division down, this conference down here, the SEC. I think that's a fair testament in every one of their sports, the men's and the women's. I've seen some epic battles in the basketball between Tampa and Eckerd, and that's a great rivalry. But you certainly pinned it, and I think it was Tom that called it the SEC of Division II.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's just a good comparison because I was here from 90 to 95, and back in those days, I mean, it was, you know, there was that upper group that was two or three teams, and then there was the rest. The entire conference, and I looked at all the sports that are played, like, our league is just so competitive across the board. Like, you go to lacrosse, you go to tennis, you go to, you know, our women's tennis team, you know, they're like ranked number 20 in the nation, and they're like the 8th team in our league sometimes because the top 10 is every school in our conference. So it's really tough. It's good. It's a blessing, and I love the people that I work with. A lot of our coaches have been here a long time. So when I tell you family environment, that's why a lot of these coaches, Chris Katnack, Joey Urso, I mean, these guys got like 11 national titles between them. That's why they've been here so long, is it's a true family atmosphere. We bleed Spartan blood, and there's not a better place to work, man. Our athletic director, Larry Marfis, is outstanding, and I hope he stays for another 20 years.
That's fantastic. Adrian. So talk about a little bit about the local soccer scene in 2023, and especially what you may or may not know about the high school Champions League.
Well, I'm just, you know, getting in, and we're not dabbing into our 24 class yet. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out things that we got for now. But, you know, the scene in Florida, I've been, you know, I was a part of youth soccer and the growth of youth soccer. It was something that I dearly loved. And I stepped away about a year ago to always say my son is 10. He plays hockey. He did play hockey and soccer, but now it's straight hockey. And, you know, it's time for me to be a dad. But I love my experience with youth soccer, the talent and the coaches that are in the area. And I think the clubs and what the time that they put on true development, I think, is a testament of the players that are coming out. And it's outstanding from that standpoint. And then from the Champions League, you know, I can't think of a better thing to really vault high school soccer into another category and to create that Champions League type of, you know, seeding and where it actually means something. And it's, you know, you're playing for stuff all the time. And
you know, I just think all across the board, from coaching to the players, and I really always say this is a players' game. It's really them. They make us, right? And I think the kids that are just coming in, there's just so many more opportunities for them. And to have this Champions League created from a high school front is, I wish I had that back in my days at Hillsborough. That would have been unbelievable.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you a question regarding this transfer portal. I like to ask the Division II coaches how it has impacted their world from a recruiting perspective, being able to fashion a team that you would certainly hope when they came in as a freshman that you can meld them into the program the way that things are done at the University of Tampa. But those things are very fragile in today's world, unfortunately, and on the college sports landscape, whether it be men's or women's. Talk a little bit about how you navigated that and if there's been much impact at the Division II level.
Well, for me, I mean, and this is just my opinion, I think the transfer portal is horrible. I'm not a fan of it. I think in today's world.
Bravo. You're on the same page as myself and many guys in our generation.
There's no loyalty. There's no commitment. Like, you know, what happened to the days when you make a commitment? You know, you're going to be there for 4 years. You're going to grind it out. If you're not playing, hey, you got to work your way into playing. And it's just so easy for kids just to turn the corner now and just go into a portal. There's no real ethics involved. They just jump into a transfer portal with no permission. At the Division I level, money, I think, comes into it. You know, I'm a big football fan. I love all sports, but I look at college football now, and it's basically, I see teams that are just buying players with the, you know, the NIL money. And if they see a player that's at another school, they just get in contact. Okay, they're paying you this. We're going to pay you this. And it's gotten involved, and I just think it's really tough. For us, we don't see a lot. There is the transfer portal, and it is something that can be used, but I don't think it's as much from a Division II level because there's not the NIL process that's a part of it at the Division II level. And I'm not saying the Division II schools don't have NIL deals or kids aren't getting those, but at the D1 level, I think it's far more prevalent that kids are leaving schools basically just to get a bigger paycheck.
Adrian, I've always been in favor of the portal, but only under certain reasons. Like, I believe, like, a kid goes and gets recruited by a certain coach to go to a school somewhere, and then that coach leaves. And that's the reason why a lot of kids choose a school is because of that coach. So in that example, I would think, all right, this kid is eligible for the transfer portal, maybe. But obviously, the things that you're talking about, a kid just going after the money, you know, I don't believe in it either. So,
yeah.
Well, that makes all of us. I'm with you on that too. I remember, Adrian, you. I remember you saying something to me maybe 20 years ago about how people just don't have an appreciation for the level of coaching going on in Tampa Bay, even at places like high schools and at some of the youth soccer clubs. And so we're doing a good job out here putting out talent. I think you've certainly did that throughout your youth coaching career and your high school coaching career. Can you give us a quick memory of your state championship at Gaither? And I think it was 2001, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, special team, you know, like, it's crazy because of my 6 years that I was at Gaither, and I'm telling you, I loved every minute of that. You know, a guy named Jim Pullen gave me my first chance to coach. I was a very young coach. I was watching you coach hard and watching all these other old, experienced guys that got it done, and they were winning. And just observing a lot of you, the Ray DePompos, Jim Hart, guys like that, that really are guys that I said, man, I got to get to that level. And that run with Gaither was special. It was probably the least talented team that I had in the 6 years that I was there, but they were a team to the fullest. We had a kid named Mike Harris who had a long throw-in, which this is kind of before the days of long throw-ins, but he could throw it in from midfield, and, you know, we scored a ton of goals on that. I ended up playing a guy named Dane Fernandez, who was our center back. He ended up playing as the nine, and it was just a team that It was about, you know, it was very unselfish. They didn't care where they played. They didn't care who was playing. They just worked, and it was an incredible group of players.
Hey, that Adrian, like one little insertion from that last commentary. Easy on the old guys. You know,
I didn't mean it by that way. I'm talking about
the average age of the three guys you're talking to is all above retirement? Come on, man.
I didn't mean it on the old guys. I'm talking about, like, the legends, man. Those are the guys that I looked at. Like, they were much older than I was. Like, I was just, like, 21 years old. And these guys were, like, 10 state championships deep. You know, with him and DePompo, it's like, I got to compete with these guys. So it was. I don't mean it by that means by that
I
way
know.
At all.
Seasoned veterans, you get to know me.
Listen,
a little
I'm
bit better.
Old guy
I'm,
now.
I'm a lot of tongue in cheek, but seasoned veterans. But the reality is, we're all still kicking butt and taking names, and that keeps us young. At least, not from an appearance perspective, but young in heart. And that's why Jim Hart and David Wilson have put so much energy and are the energy behind the Champions League, and working with guys like you. Helps all of us having youth around and success and great programs. Hey, another comment on your 10-year-old son. I tell you what, having his pops work at Tampa is not a bad place if he has aspirations to be a hockey player sometime. I was shocked coming down here from Iowa, the success of that hockey program over there at the University of Tampa.
Yeah, they're doing well, man. And right now it's a club sport, and I would love to see, the job that the Lightning have done in this area to really, you know, people, you know, my son is a product of, you know, their learn to skate, learn to play program, their rookie league program, where basically it's $150 and you get all the equipment. Outstanding coaches, the guys at Power Pole Arena Extra Ice by Lito High School. I'll never forget my son coming home and he said, you know, Daddy, I want to play in a rec league, and it's by Lito High School. And I said, son, first of all, it's Lito, okay? It's not Lito, it's Lito. And if there's an ice skating rink by Lito, I will be highly shocked. You know, like, there's no ice skating rinks by where Daddy went to school at Hillsboro, nothing by Lito, probably nothing by Jefferson. And sure enough, there's this rink that's right behind their baseball field, and my son went there, and the job that those guys do over there is unbelievable. My son has a crazy passion for hockey, and he's to the point where he stepped away for soccer for a little bit to go all in. He made a travel team with Tampa Bay Junior Lightning, so he's on their 10U travel team, and he's playing goalie, and it's great because I get to sit there. I don't know much about the sport, so I can't mess him up. So I'm a dad, and I sit in the corner and watch the game.
Well, you're right. That Vinnick family, I'm just astonished at their tentacles that they've reached out in the community, supporting not just hockey, but the support they've given to the community. In my opinion, the best owners, possibly the best owners in professional sports, is the Vinnick family.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, they get all praise from me, man, because it's what they've done. And I see the kids that they've produced through this. And that's just a small little area. You know, these programs are all over the place, which I had no idea that all these hockey rinks existed. And then now that I'm in it, I'm like, holy cow, I used to drive by here every day. I had no idea there's a rink back here. So I'm quickly learning, but the Lightning have dumped a lot in, and I think they get a lot out. I mean, it's just an outstanding organization from top to bottom.
David and Jimmy, you guys have any parting words with Adrian before we move on?
Well, David, what about the Rowdies, man? No, I want to hear about the Rowdies. That's my team.
Jim, take it away. He wants to hear about the Rowdies. Of course, they got a 7:30 kick today. If you ever need tickets, Adrian, well, I'm sure you're hooked up. But we've got plenty of tickets that we've been blessed. Ryan Helfrich provides us through Body Armor and Coca-Cola.
Well, you know, it's funny because I go back to the day, like what the Lightning are doing now, like with my son, that's what the Rowdies were to me. You know, in 1975, those NASL days, they created the passion for me, and to be able to have that back here, you know, it is outstanding. And the success that they've had is awesome, man. So I don't get to go to a ton of games because we're actually playing at the same time and they're going to steal our fans tonight, but you know, we're rooting for them and we hope they win. And I'm a big time Rowdies guy.
Well, the Rowdies are massive high school soccer fans, Adrian. You'll be excited to know that they support the Champions League. Neil Collins came to do the draw three different times. Lucky was there last year. He's coming back again this year. Harry Vanderbeck was there last year. He's coming back again this year. Maybe we can get you to participate in that one of these days. But the Rowdies are special. As you know, they were for you as a kid, and they still are.
Yeah.
David, you got any parting words?
Adrian, best of luck this year. I know navigating through this will be interesting going through the conference, but maybe this will be one of those teams like your state championship team that find a way to do it and get the title done.
Hey, yeah, Mike, I appreciate it.
If I can share, Mike, a fast story. Adrian walks the walk, not just talks the talk. When I was a PE teacher at Cypress Woods in Palm Harbor, I asked Adrian to come out and talk with our kids, and he did. Came out on his own, talked with my PE classes, and his topic was rich relationships. There's money, but then there's something a lot more important than money. It's rich relationships. So it was really great.
I'm telling you, Coach, are you like an elephant, man? You remember things way back in the day. But you're right. I remember that. I definitely remember that.
Well, I guarantee you I will see one game this year, and that will be your rivalry between Eckert and Tampa. I'll get some swag from you. I'll wear a Tampa shirt, and I'll wear I have one right in front of me. I'll wear an Eckert hat. How about that?
Let us know. And, you know, I'm bred in this conference, so if it's not us, I want someone from our league to win. I mean, you know, I always tell my guys, like, there's not one school I like, but, you know, deep down, if we're not playing in it and a conference school is, we're rooting for them, man. It's about our league. It's about the conference, and I'm very proud of the league we play in.
The SEC of Division II. He's Adrian Bush, David Wilson on the conversation, and, of course, the godfather, the producer of this segment, Jim Hart of Coca-Cola Florida Body Armor Tampa Bay Rowdies segment. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you,
guys. Take care, guys.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back, and Ben Botham, the birthday boy, we're going to have a little conversation about the Rays, where they sit right now. Still 6.5 up in the wild card, safely into the playoffs, I would say. Not a great win the other night, but not a bad one, and they had a nice winning streak. So we'll talk more about that. We'll be back. We're live. We're back out front. It's a college football game day down here at Berg Sports Bar and Grill. Come down and see us, 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the clubhouse studios inside Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Tampa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Camp. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this September 2nd, this Labor Day weekend. I'm Mike Rickett, across from my right-hand man, Baseball Ben Botham. And, of course, it's his birthday week, so we'll probably get, if we can get some of the fans coming in, we'll have a little birthday celebration, sing a few to you.
That'd be awfully nice, Mike.
Yeah, you deserve it, my man.
You wouldn't believe how much love I was getting at school and at the bowling match, Mike. I had kids singing happy birthday to me. I had one of my students bringing 40 cupcakes for the whole class, so that way we could have a birthday celebration just for me. I think she had a little bit of a plan to get out of work for that day. Did it work? Yes.
Yes, of course.
But hey,
you can't arrive
by. I certainly can. Church. Cupcakes, Capri Suns, and a nice Cuban sandwich is what I got. So that class might have had a nice little period off, but with the hurricane and everything, Mike, I figured it was okay.
Bribery will get you anywhere. Hey, by the way, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on our flagship, 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, of course, on FloridaSportsStream.com and RadioSt.Pete.com, and, of course, all of our affiliates on the Tantalk family of stations. And FloridaSportsStream.com, we're putting a lot of energy in it this fall. We've got multiple programs on it. Reach out to us, just Facebook message us. And if you've got a podcast or you're familiar with one that's a positive perspective from the peewees, the preps, the pros, anything in the motorsports arena, anything in the outdoors, anything positive, we want to create local as well as national content on FloridaSportsStream.com. And I'm going to get you to start doing a baseball report. Maybe we'll start that during when the playoffs start.
I like the sound of that.
Busy, man, but just a quick half hour, banter back and forth.
Hey, I'm burning it at both ends right now, Mikey. I'm doing it all. Everyone's pulling me in every which direction. I'm even going to be at the old, what's it called, American Legion. They're trying to get me to help out over there, trying to get some young blood in the Legion.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Mike, over there on Madeira Beach.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's a great Legion. The prices are right in the cocktails as well as the food.
You got your own little...
I'll be the youngest guy there.
I'm already signed up, Mike. I'm one of the Sons of the American Legion. I'm right there.
That's why you're such an old soul.
Hey, Mike, I love my Legion. Next thing I got to do...
I want an invitation.
Oh, you're always more than welcome, Mike. I'll show you around. I'll let you meet the commander of the Legion, good friend of mine, Tom Beck, and also a good friend of Brad Richardson, who's on our show with us. So I'll make sure that I give you the proper introduction.
These are Legion guys.
Brad is not. I am. They're trying to bring me in a little bit, a little bit of young blood, liven up the place.
Are you kidding me? Sometimes you walk in those places and it's the Walking Dead sitting at the bar.
Hey, but boy, do they know how to pour a good drink.
And boy, do they know how to drink.
You're darn right.
She's a Legion. She's a diehard Legion down there on Treasure Island. Anyway, we're brought to you, of course, each and every week from our good friends at Coca-Cola and Florida and Body Armor. I want to thank them for everything they're doing for us. We're also doing, Joe Geiger will be down on the second segment, the second hour with Brad Richardson. We're doing a player of the week every week. If you have somebody, suggest them. And we're putting a wall up. It's the Fergs player, student athlete of the week. I think we'll go that route. But we're also going to include all the fall sports. You got golf. Got John Rager listening right now, my partner on the tee, Florida. And a little shout out to him on St. Augustine Beach up there. But we're going to do a golf one.
Of course, we do a bowling one, Mike.
We're going to.
Mike, I'm saying, I got Tiny Tim out there. He's throwing rocks. He's throwing rocks.
Tiny Tim's from Iowa, too.
All I'm saying, I gave him a nice little trophy. I think my bowlers would love to make it up on there. And they love the body armor, Mike. I took some body armor to them in our last game.
You take it to them. If that's the recipe for success, take the body armor, get some pictures, because the people at Body Armor love it, the fact that we're reaching out to all the sports.
Yes.
And you're probably – this is a start. You know, we just got done talking to Jim Hart, and he is in the Hall of Fame of high school soccer coaches. I believe, I'm looking in my crystal ball, that Ben Botham one day will be in the high school Hall of Fame for the inaugural coach at Seminole Warhawks and built that bowling program into a
powerhouse,
a titan in bowling. What do you think?
I like the sound of it, Mike. I'm slowly learning, but I'm learning the rules, the ins and outs of bowling, and I'm really happy about it.
Can you name your award the Kingpin Award, please?
The Kingpin Award? Because
people say I look a little like Woody Harrelson. I've got a picture of back in the days trying a pathetic comb over, and you know, maybe we could put a picture of Woody and myself side by side and call it the Kingpin Award. Brought to you by Body Armor and the Tampa St. Pete's.
I might have to make the kids watch the cable version of of Kingpin before I can name it that.
It's a little dicey.
A smidge bit, Mike. You know,
you might be called into the office for that. All right, let's get back to sports. Let's get back to baseball. And, of course, the Tampa Bay Rays, 6.5 games up. I'd like to talk about the positive stat and the wild card right now. Barring a complete collapse this last month, you'd have to lose almost every game, and everyone else win every game. We're in the playoffs.
We certainly are.
I'm seeding right now.
I'm really excited about where we are right now.
It's division. I'm not giving up.
We're 1.5 games back from the Orioles,
and they're due for a slide.
They are.
They've begun it.
They've been really hot, and that's why. As much as I was freaking out about the slide that the Rays took there, kind of the crash and burn, the dumpster fire that was the past month, I'm really, really positive about it because the Orioles are yet to really have that disaster that
we had in
that
July.
We had. Every team's going to have this. I said this at the beginning of the season. I didn't think it was going to be as catastrophic as it was this year, where we have players going out for injury, players going out for extracurricular reasons. We'll just leave it as that.
Yes.
So it's just unforeseeable things happen to the Rays. And you have to look at how we've been doing this month of August, how we're coming into this coming month. We're a team that is able to bounce back from adversity, that has the next man up mentality, that's not afraid to bring up guys from AAA, not afraid to bring in guys, put them into situations that they're not quite used to, and everybody's picking up the bat. Everybody is willing to do a job for the team. It seems like they're not very selfish, and I'm really very positive about it. Maybe it's Randy or Rosarena getting into playoff Randy, because that's a real thing. Randy turns it on a little bit for the playoffs.
How about another 2020 year?
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
He's the first person in the history of the Rays organization
to do it. Yeah, it's amazing. My only qualm right now, and I'm going to take this back to the Yankees game, I think Kevin Cash is a little soft on the players. I think that sometimes the clubhouse or the dugout gets a little bit out of his control. I will say that. I don't think he's a bad manager. I think that he's one of the best managers in the regular season that there is in baseball. Postseason, though, a little rough, and I'm a little bit concerned about how he stands up for his guys.
I was going to bring that up, and I'm going to call you on that. I know he didn't get back in Boone's face. And I love the response from... I think it was Harold Ramirez or one of the players in the post-game conversation. And they said, you know what? We could have gone crazy, and it is ridiculous. And as a previous Yankee fan, I don't care. There is intent there.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Just because you guys are having one of the worst seasons since 1982 and you deserve everything you're getting, you don't do what they're doing. Out of frustration and intimidation. It's BS, and I'm not a fan of it. But, and you'll learn this as you get older, the wise man that just sits back, Kevin Cash did not make a big deal of it. He didn't blow it out of proportion because, you know, this rivalry is going to continue to get more intense, and the team outthinks the rage and the ignorance typically wins, young man, in many instances, whether it's life or sport.
No,
and that's the old man.
I, Mike, you know me. I'm an old soul. I'm right there with you. I don't like to see a Don.
Old man said, F you. And been in Boone's face.
I know.
And been doing a Billy Martin on him.
Yeah, or who's the man? The old manager for the Orioles used to get thrown out.
Earl Weaver. My man.
You know.
You want to see some classic clips.
That's what I'm talking about.
Picking up a base, stomping on it, throwing it on the ground.
Yes.
Those were almost orchestrated rages of entertainment.
Yes, he was phenomenal. All I'm saying, though. I'm not saying that at the end of the game on that last batter, I don't think we need to hit the guy. I know I'm a big believer in sending a message.
This is a man that in his high school career hit a dozen players in one game.
Yes.
We just said that. You don't think you should?
Well, all right.
There was no intent on your part.
No. Halfway through there was intent. But that's a whole other story.
You're at five. What the hell? I'm just going to hit 12.
There's a whole other story behind that.
You didn't get booted out of the game.
Hey, Mike, it was senior night. I could do whatever I wanted at that point. I could have been ripping a Marlboro on that mound, and they wouldn't have cared. But all I'm saying is that I think Kevin Cash, I don't think you hit that guy in the last batter. You got two outs. You're ahead with the lead. No sense in hitting them. We've dominated the team. We're not playing them again. You come back for retribution next year. I'm a big fan of hitting people. I'm a big fan of old school baseball where you send a message and you let the other team know, don't mess with us because we're legit.
Bob Gibson, back in the flesh.
But what I will say is Kevin Cash can't be in his interview after the game and say, oh, you know, those were just some good guys. It really wasn't intentional. No. Go up there on the mic and let them know what's going on. Say that they were hitting our guys, that they are a poverty franchise. They don't know what they're doing. They had to fire Aaron Boone. Like, get rid of them. Eviscerate them on the mic. Let them know what's going on, Mike, because they hit 12 of our guys, and we hit two of their guys. That is obscene. That is ridiculous. The Yankees team, they're a sorry franchise that doesn't know what they're doing. A whole bunch of high-priced babies that can't play for a full season. It's ridiculous.
We're going to get Jeff Mangold on next week and get his perspective on this as well, on where they are. And actually, a week from today, I'll be in New York City on the mic, and I'm interviewing Tito Martinez. We'll talk about in the second hour. He's my first interview at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time. It'll be right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and Florida Sports Stream. It's the 2023 Pickleball Marathon.
Wow.
We have our first one down here in 2021, and I will be on Fox, streaming live on Fox Business and Fox News .radio, and right in front of Fox and Friends. We'll be right down there in the square with a pickleball. But I'm going to talk plenty of Yankees next week, and I'm going to get all these first responders' opinions on their Yankees, and I guarantee you there might have to be a few things bleeped out, because if George was still at the helm, this would not have happened as it is, and Aaron Boone would have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been watching some interviews, some insiders on the Yankees. They were talking about what is it? Hal Steinbrenner runs the team.
Yep.
How he seems to be more worried about the bottom line than the team success,
and he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yes,
he's not a tense like the old man didn't give a goddamn.
But you have to think about it. They're selling out Yankee Stadium every night. Who cares?
Yeah, it's no different than what's happening at Coors Field and the mountains. We'll be back hour number two. We've got great show. Steve DeBerg. We've got the Big Nasty. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.